Another month, another video on some of the top games coming out. Here at Opera GX, we made a little list on everything from classic remasters to new modern AAA releases. Hey everyone, I'm your host Retrospect, and let's check out some of the best games dropping this May. First on our list is Hordes of Hunger, coming out on May 6th. When I first saw this trailer, I immediately thought of the Diablo games and that sort of art style, but it is a roguelike, so then I immediately thought of Hades, which is a pretty cool combination. If you don't know what roguelites are, it's where every run is different, so you have to mix up your playstyles and choosing different weapons and upgrades and powers. Every time you die, you come back stronger. So if you really like that thrill of battling endless waves that you're kind of supposed to lose at, then this is the game for you, and the demo is already out on Steam, so you can give it a try before you do with the full purchase. How could I ever close my eyes since they silenced? They try to take me down with their violence. Next up on our list is The Midnight Walk, dropping on May 8th. This one isn't just spooky, it's what the devs call cozy horror. You play as somebody called the Burnt One, who literally crawls out of a grave and starts their journey through a weird, strange fairy tale, guided by your new little friend called Potboy. But what makes this game really unique is that every character, monster, and object are all physically sculpted and scanned into the game. It looks like stop motion because it is. And there's even a button to close your eyes and just listen to the game because it has binaural audio, meaning headphones are a must. If you're somebody who loves Stardew Valley and Minecraft, welcome to Pixelshire. This will be dropping on May 8th. In this game, you wake up in a shipwrecked, new, vibrant world rescued by a pirate-looking dude and his lovely parrot. You'll be in charge of building your very own dream town from scratch, making the rivers, hills, and literally shaping the land. It's got everything that a cozy farming sim should have, like cooking, crafting, gathering, quests, and you have a whole guidebook that basically your second brain telling you exactly what you need to do at any time so you don't have to worry about figuring out what to do and getting lost. If you like something like Animal Crossing, but you wish it had maybe some more adventuring and world building, then Pixelshire could be your next obsession. Next on our list is Yes, Your Grace 2 Snowfall, which drops on May 8th. Now, if you've ever wanted to try and rule your own medieval kingdom where everything falls apart around you, this is the game for you! If you didn't get to play the first game though, it's okay because there's a cinematic that fills you in on everything. Villagers complain, nobles are gonna come and scheme, your family has tons of political issues, and of course, it's a classic monarchy situation. But this time it goes deeper, there's tons of dialogue options, you get to assign agents and all these different strategies, so it's pretty cool, there's always new messes to try and fix, but you gotta remember, every decision that you do is going to affect the story in some way. Small choices are small, but most aren't. The newest Sonic game, Sonic Rumble, is dropping on May 8th. This game is going to allow us to have 32 different characters playing at the same time, and it looks a lot like Fall Guys, where you're playing these small different minigames, so it's going to be really chaotic, very fast-paced, and this is the studio Rovio, which was acquired by Sega back in 2023. Now, originally, this was set for winter, but Sonic Rumble has taken the crown for this spring with a new, fresh spin on a battle royale. So grab your friends and try and see who's the fastest when Sonic Rumble drops on PC, mobile, and Steam Deck on May 8th. Revenge of the Savage Planet landing on May 8th is the long-awaited sequel to Journey of the Savage Planet, that bright, weird first-person space adventure from 2020. Here, you're just a colonist who wakes up after a 100-year cryo nap, only to find out you've been fired and left for dead on the edge of space by your company. To make it back home, though, you'll need to explore colorful planets, collect tools, Metroid-style, and unlock all these new paths with gears like filtration masks for the toxic swamps, or, like any great Metroidvania will have, a grappling hook. And to make things even better, you can play solo or co-op, couch co-op, or online multiplayer, and yes, there is crossplay, which is great because games like this are usually just one person. So grab your space gear, call your friends up, and get ready to escape the galaxy.
then execute it. The wackier the plan, the juicier the solution. I'll be in touch. Onward and upward.
Next up on our list is The Precinct, dropping on May 13th. Now, this is a 1980s-inspired open-world game where you play as a rookie cop who's trying to keep this horrible city from crumbling apart. You'll get to do everything from traffic stops to breaking up complete gang turf wars, because every shift is gonna feel like an old-school cop movie. This game is played from a semi-top-down perspective as you try and patrol Averno City on foot or in your cruiser, making real-time decisions. You can stop suspects, search them, decide the charges, and even hold them right back to your precinct. But this game isn't just about you being a cop trying to hold up law and order. It's about trying to survive the night and your shift that's constantly on edge. Cubic Odyssey drops May 14th, and this is a huge open-world, massive, blocky galaxy. Imagine something like No Man's Sky, but it's got a whole bunch of Minecraft vibes. Explore hundreds of planets, fight space pirates, and build everything from tiny little outposts to giant mech warships. And to keep things interesting and fresh, there's going to be three different modes at launch. Survival for the story-driven grind, then a creative mode if you just want to build and mess around, and of course, an adventure mode where you drop in on a random planet and try to shape your own path. And did we mention it's co-op, so you can grab some friends and build the galaxy your way. Launching May 15th, Doom the Dark Ages is id Software's biggest game ever. With 22 levels and a 20-hour campaign, that's nearly double the size of Doom Eternal. Now, this is a prequel to Doom, the 2016 version, but don't expect knights and castles because it's called the Dark Ages. Instead, this Doom guy is trapped in a warped medieval tech-like nightmare with alien space zealots and a floating metal teardrop. And we're even getting a new weapon called the Rogue's Chainshot, a brutal iron mace that swings around fast and charges up for chaos-infused strikes. So this game is all about less dashing, more smashing, because with your thick armor protecting yourself and your riot shield, there's nothing you shouldn't be able to tear through.
Stronger than maybe even you.
Roadcraft launches on May 20th, and this time, it's not about surviving disasters in this sequel, it's about fixing them. You have your very own disaster recovery company, rebuilding wrecked environments using different heavy-duty machineries. So earthquakes, floods, landslides, you're not just trying to pick the path anymore, you're completely carving a new one. It is a niche, slow-burn type of game, but it's super rewarding, especially now with the four-player co-op, where you and your crew can coordinate using all your different resource management skills and machinery to make your recovery efforts go super smooth. After 4 years in development, Deliver at All Costs is finally releasing on May 22nd. In this 1950s-style town, you play as Winston Green, who's a grumpy delivery man with a sketchy past delivering the dumbest stuff imaginable. We're talking explosives, giant fish, basically anything that will be cumbersome or way too big to fit in your vehicle, it's going in there. The game started as a student project in Sweden called Delivery Man, but now it's a full-on chaos simulator with destructible cities, ridiculous cargo, and a world that reacts to everything you do. So remember, this isn't just a driving game, it's a completely controlled disaster, but just one insane delivery at a time. Capcom's bringing back one of the best PS2 classics, Onimusha 2 Samurai's Destiny, on May 23rd. But in this game, you're no longer playing as someone Osuke, this time a lone samurai who returns home to find his village wiped out by demon freaks led by none other than Oda himself. This remaster, though, does keep the game's soul and integrity because now you've got a full 360-degree movement, better weapon switching, and just more sleek modern controls that actually don't make your thumbs hurt. It's just full of great, twisted demonic nonsense. Like, one of the first bosses is literally just a giant finger demon thing with eyeballs for its junk. It's just weird. So if you never got to play this one, now is the time, and if you have, the game has never looked better.
The surface.
If this is my destiny, I'll accept it. I'll be this Oni warrior, and I will destroy the demons. You will pay for this, Nobunaga.
And last on our list is Elden Ring Nightreign, dropping on May 30th, and this might be the most anticipated game of the month. Nightreign takes Elden Ring's brutal world and fuses it with a 30-minute co-op gauntlet, where every single run is gonna start fresh, and the world literally shrinks until you beat the boss or you die trying. You'll be able to pick from four different classes, drop in at level 1, and just grind up in-game as the different days pass. But remember, you've only got just a few days to kill the boss before the world resets, and you have to try again. But when you get the comeback, you have new relics and buffs earned from your last run. If you wished Elden Ring was way more just raiding and multiplayer fun, this is it, and I really can't just wait to play this with my friends and see what it's all about. And those were some of the top games coming out this May. So whether you want something a little bit spooky or more of a modern remaster, this list should have a little something for everybody. But sometimes the game releases do change, so be sure to check out our GX release calendar to stay up to date with all the latest gaming releases. Let us know what you think about our list in the comments down below. I've been your host, Retrospect. Thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you all in the next Opera GX video. Bye, everyone.